All right, good morning. So let's take a look at the markets. Is the Santa Claus rally over? Because stocks are lower on Omicron concerns. Also, Bitcoin struggles with a key level. We'll take a look at this. And then also, Reddit is moving the markets again. We need to talk about Krispy Kreme donut because there's something happening there. Also got to talk about the Tesla rally. Is it over, or is it over that Elon Musk is selling? And we'll also look at Robinhood and what's going on there. So lots to talk about this morning. Today is December 29th. And if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. And this super good looking guy in his sweater there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, through newsletters and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be overwhelming. So don't worry, we have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description. And that's a great place to get started. So, Mark, let's see what the markets did yesterday. And it was a kind of a mixed bag, right?
It was, Marcus. And I see you have the S&P there. S&P down 5 points, just a tenth of a percent. I think that this pause in the rally was totally expected. I mean, the S&P was up 4 days straight. And even being down yesterday, that was nothing for the S&P.
Right. I mean, still trading here at highs. I mean, other than the NASDAQ, and this is also interesting, the S&P is on its way to outperform the NASDAQ for this year. And this is usually not happened that often. I mean, the NASDAQ is usually outperforming the S&P, right?
Absolutely. Tech growth stocks traditionally are outperforming, especially in a year where stocks are up. But this year, it looks like it's the S&P. And yeah. S&P could real strong year. But unless there's a big rally over the next couple of days, it looks like it's going to be slightly lower than the, I think, what was it, the 2019?
Yeah. I mean, it's still a great year. The NASDAQ is up 22.45% for the year. The S&P up a whopping 27.5%. Dow a little bit lagging here, but still a great year for the Dow with almost 19%, 18.92. So, I mean, these are super solid numbers. But yeah, I mean, right now we have the Omicron concerns, and that's what's in the news today. We talked about it. We looked at the economic calendar. There's not a whole lot going on. I mean, everything here seems to be yellow flagged. I do believe that unemployment claims and Chicago PMI should actually be orange flagged. So they have a little bit of an impact on the market. But yesterday we have the API, we have the S&P composite. There wasn't a whole lot going on here this morning. The goods trades balance, prelim wholesale inventories. I mean, these are not reports that are moving the markets, right?
True. And traditionally, Chicago PMI might be something to watch and unemployment claims, but in the holiday week, there just really isn't a whole lot expected. In fact, normally the day before New Year's is a market holiday, but because it ended on a Friday at the end of a month, it's kind of a weird confluence of events where it actually, the New York Stock Exchange is actually open, but usually it's closed on the 31st.
Yeah. So with not much going on, I mean, traders are just keeping an eye on the news from the COVID front, right? And I mean, this is where we see that cases are still soaring. We talked about this. There's some ideas that we should report hospitalizations versus cases, especially since we know that Omicron is way more contagious. So this year, where now the 7-day average is at record highs, much higher than it was last year at the beginning of the year here, it's kind of a little bit misleading because it is not leading to all these hospitalizations that everybody was concerned about.
Exactly. And there were the initial concerns, the markets reacted, and it's definitely something to watch, right? This is something that traders are going to pay attention to, investors are going to pay attention to, it's going to be in the news. But it does seem like the more and more data that we have to digest, the more likely it's something that people can or they're used to based on what we've experienced over the last couple of years, and it's not this huge event that could pull down economic activity.
Yeah. Let's take a look at a few individual stocks. I mean, Insignia Systems, I mean, boy, yesterday up 64%. And we see that this is a stock that has been trading, what, at around $5, $6, $7. And then early in December made this move to $36, fell back. And then yesterday, this huge pop. This morning, a little bit of a follow through. So did you see what happened there?
Is this one of those Reddit stocks?
It is one of these Reddit stocks. And I mean, we haven't heard about those in a while, but there's this forum on Reddit that's called Short Squeeze. And yesterday, somebody said, I believe that ISIC Insignia Systems could squeeze to $100 per share, a multi-day runner. So there was a lot of discussions on that board. And then we see that yesterday, if you take a look at the volume, we had unusually high volume. You see this very similar to what we saw in the beginning of December, when suddenly a lot of retail traders flocked into it, driving prices higher on no other news than being mentioned on a Reddit board.
Big move. Be careful with these. Anybody watching, this is where I see some people get burnt jumping in on something like this.
I mean, it just shows that going into 2022, this will still be a factor. I mean, retail traders, sure. We talked about this last year when we had the GME craziness going on, right? I mean, that's where in the beginning of the year, GME was just going crazy. And this was the original meme stock. Then we had AMC. We had a few others like Bed Bath & Beyond that are going crazy, BlackBerry. I mean, all of these are these meme stocks. And even though it seems to have calmed down in GME, BlackBerry, and this is why I brought up a few here, Bed Bath & Beyond, there are still a few stocks active in the Reddit forums that are, well, being bought by retail traders and then have these crazy moves.
True. And there are some bag holders that are still holding on to GameStop at $480 a share, hoping it gets back to those levels.
Yeah. Anyway, well, talking about retail traders, Robinhood. I mean, I saw it yesterday. Robinhood, ever since they had their IPOs, they have been struggling. And they're still moving lower. Yesterday, another day down 5%. So not really on any news. It just seems that Robinhood has lost its edge. Because they reported that a lot of traders were active when it comes to cryptocurrencies. But now they're moving to other wallets like Coinbase, for example. Or we have Binance. Or they have alternatives. So Robinhood here really, really struggling ever since they went public.
Tough time. And this is a pronounced sell-off since like the $35 level. So is this a bottom here? Possibly, but still no love for Robinhood.
No, not at all. Well, then also, I mean, just talk about meme stocks. It's not really a meme stock, Donut Krispy Kreme. Oh, we talked about it. They went public again. I mean, they did it. I can't remember when it was. And then they went private. And then they tried again, have been super, super volatile. Yesterday, a pretty big day with a 10% move. And I tried to figure out of why that is. Couldn't really find anything. Did you see of why Krispy Kreme jumped up yesterday 10%? Just a volatile stock.
I did not see why. It's interesting. It seems like it has some runs out of the blue. Like even on December 3rd, it rallied 10% on that day. You know, this one is interesting because I thought that they were phasing out, and then they introduced an IPO again. Yeah. I remember originally when they came to the Sacramento area, I was driving around one evening and there were cars wrapped around this big long street. I thought a club was opening up or there was like a concert or new venue, and people were lined up to get their stupid donuts. It was unbelievable. And it looks like Krispy Kreme might be back.
Yeah. Now, when I looked for a reason, I only found on one weird news website here, WRAL, that Krispy Kreme is offering right now 2 dozen glazed donuts for $12 from December 30th through January 2nd. But then I went to the Krispy Kreme website and I couldn't find anything about this. So I don't know if this is a rumor. It's just interesting. But I was looking for it. And of course, now I'm hungry and want a donut.
So yeah.
Let's go back to the markets and move on. Bitcoin. We got to talk about Bitcoin. I mean, Bitcoin, we talked about it yesterday. It's struggling with the 50,000 level and now trading below again. So it just has been in this range here. Let me just... market, where's my nice rectangle? I thought that I had one here. It doesn't really matter. So I didn't want to draw a trend line. You see that it's basically between 52,000 and 45,000. And right now, dead smack in the middle. So Bitcoin struggles with the 50,000 level here.
It does. And we had a pretty nice run up before the Christmas holiday. And then we pulled right back. Looks like it's kind of flirting with where it opened last night, but it had been down lower, I think, just about a half hour ago when I first started looking at Bitcoin this morning.
It's a little bit all over the place. And also with this Coinbase, I mean, Coinbase also lower yesterday, 6% and in pre-market trading, because, I mean, this is where, you see, many retail traders are getting excited when a stock makes a new, or here a cryptocurrency makes new all-time highs. So many retail traders are buying it right at the top, saying, oh my gosh, now it is going to 100,000, 200,000, going to the moon, which can be, it's tough for many new traders to buy on a retracement and say, okay, let's buy at some support levels here. So this is why we see that also interest on Coinbase and probably also Robinhood is waning down, as we are not making new highs here and we're making new highs in the stock market.
Sure, those rallies fuel themselves because there's that FOMO, you know, people fearing that they'll miss out and then jump in, and it just, you know, fuels it. But Coinbase with that less activity and the cryptos down, definitely feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much the same with Tesla, right? I mean, everybody got super excited when Tesla broke 1,000, then Tesla broke 1,100, then 1,200. Then it had this crazy market cap where, above $1 trillion, where it is right now again, because we are above the $1,000 level. And there was some news. I mean, the reason why we had this sell-off here is because Elon Musk said, hey, I'm going to sell 10% of my shares that I'm holding. And this was $16 billion. And then last week, there were these rumors that he's done selling. At least that's what he said. And I think it was confirmed yesterday, right?
It was. When that Twitter announcement was released, I thought it was a little fishy. And then it did come out that under Rule 10b5-1, he had, he filed news that he would be making this sale, because you have to as an insider, of that company. But it has been completed as of December 28th.
All right. Well, let's take a look at another stock that everybody loves, Apple. And they made new record highs 2 days ago on Monday, but yesterday, a little bit of a retracement here. And I mean, this is, we always say, it's usual profit taking. This is what we see in the markets here, right? I mean, often we see after making a new all-time high that we have a little bit of profit taking here. And this is what I think is going on with Apple. I mean, Apple here pre-market, pretty much in line with the overall market, kind of flat.
Sure. Yeah, 4 days running up, back up towards those highs and making a new high close and then a quiet day. That's just typical.
All right. Well, also big news, Ford. I mean, Ford is still hanging in there. And now the market capitalization of Ford is larger than the one of General Motors. And there's this rivalry between Ford and General Motors. And right now it's the first time, I believe, in 5 years or something like this. Did you see that?
I did. And just barely squeaking by the market cap of GM, 82.916. And you have Ford up there, right? So
no, GM up there. And here's Ford. Oh, yeah. With
82.962.
So it's a smidgen, but hey, it is enough. It is enough. Okay, let's take a look at a couple of stocks that made actually big moves this morning. So fuel cell down 12%.
FuelCell getting hammered. They actually reported earnings and lost 7 cents per share. It was bigger than the 4 cent loss expected. Revenue was also below expectations. So FuelCell getting hit.
All right. And then we have Calm. That's an interesting ticker symbol for what do they do?
They're the nation's largest egg producer. They earned 2 cents per share in the last quarter. It was short of the 30 cent estimate. So that's why they're down 6.5%. They said that sales were actually better than expected, but their bottom line was hit harder because of higher costs for packaging and labor. So they're down about 6.5% pre-market with some egg on the face.
There we go. Let's take a look at a 5-minute chart of the mini S&P to see what's happening. And we just see here, this is where we opened last night. And I mean, overnight, all over the place, investors are looking for any impulses. I mean, if we don't see any other bad news, probably the Santa Claus rally will continue and will make more highs. But we definitely see here how the E-mini S&P is wavering overnight. And right now, pretty much hugging the flat line here, that investors are just looking for, okay, what are we going to do this week?
Exactly. Trying to find a little direction. And even though it was all over the place, still some smaller ranges too. So we'll see if things get a little more quiet as we get closer to the end of the week. I kind of expect that, Marcus. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you're going back and looking at the daily chart of the S&P, I mean, after making the all-time highs and having just a phenomenal year, I think we'll just drift sideways here for the next 2 days. I mean, including today, we have 3 more trading days in this week and in the year, and then it is over. So I believe in one of these 3 days, we will see a new record high. But for the other two, I think that we'll just drift there. But we talked about it. We had this over-under a few days ago when we were trading at 4,500. And I said, you know what? I think the S&P 500 will close above 4,700. So let's see. We still have 3 days to see if this is true. All right. Well, there's still trading opportunities. We have been trading this week, and we will trade right now. And if you would like to know how we trade these markets, take a look at these videos right here where I show you my trading routine. And also, if you enjoy this, this stock market update, subscribe to this channel, and we'll see you in the next video.
Happy trading, everybody.